You know, we talk a lot about buying self-storage in these episodes. Today, let's talk about selling a self-storage facility. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And what I do is I support the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business, strategically do so in a way that creates true wealth and a fulfilling career. And you can find out more about the training and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And I wanted to let you know that I do have a few one-on-one coaching slots available. If you think one-on-one work with me could be beneficial to you, I've tried to make this very affordable. And you can click the link below in the comments section and schedule a phone call with me to see if we might be a match. But today I want to talk about selling your self-storage facility. And believe it or not, there's a real art to successfully selling a self-storage project. Now, most of us, when we buy our first facility, we're not thinking about selling it. But if you've been through the boot camp and any of the training I've done, we always start with the end in mind. So we do have an exit strategy when we go into a deal. If you don't have one, think about it. What is your exit strategy for getting in this deal or for the deals you have? Why that's important is it informs you what decisions to make as you go along. You know, how much square feet do I add? If you're trying to market to a certain type buyer on an exit, size is important. What features do you have? What type of management do you have? All those we're informed by what our exit strategy is. So I invite you, if you don't have an exit strategy, to begin to develop one. Now, when it comes time to selling it, the very first thing in a successful sale of a self-storage facility is the valuation. Now, we all know, or most of us know, that the income approach is typically how we determine the value. Income minus operating expenses creates net operating income. And what will a ready, willing, and able buyer in today's market pay for that net operating income? Whatever that is the cap rate. What type of return do they have? So most of us know determining value using income approach is you take the net operating income divided by a cap rate. Sounds simple, but it's really not. So is your income what it should be or what it could be? Or where is your income in relation to the trade area you're in and the market area that you're in? Important information. Your operating expenses. Are your operating expenses what a buyer's operating expenses are going to be? Depending on who you're marketing it to, they could be different. Do you know where your operating expenses are as a percentage against income in relation to the industry average? Where is your income in relation to your trade area or industry averages? All those play a role in determining what the real value of your asset is. It very well could be not what your income and operating expenses are, creating a net operating income and applying a cap rate to it. So if you've never sold a lot of self-storage before, or you're not have not been involved in selling an asset like this, you very well should consider a broker. A broker is who specializes in the sale of self-storage. They can guide you through it. They can look at how you're operating and help you come up with a value. You very well might want to interview a few, two, three, four brokers who specialize in self-storage. You really want brokers who do nothing but sell self-storage. They have a list of buyers, and they will be able to tell you based on their experience what the market could currently bear today and perhaps things you could do to improve the value. I've heard a good broker say stuff like, you shouldn't put it on the market right now. Do A, B, C, and D, and then let's put it on the market. So determining the value is step one in the successful sale of a self-storage facility. Now, you also want to do things that will maximize the value prior to going on the market. For example, improving key areas of your operation. Now that you know what your operating expense ratio is compared to the industry average, are you above, are you below, or are you right on target? Do you need to eliminate some service contracts? Do you need to change some operational procedures to lower your operating expenses? Do you need to account for some operating expenses you're not currently not doing to be competitive with the market and to have an asset that people are going to be buying? Know this stuff, do it prior to hitting the market so that your broker's not having to make all these adjustments to your real P&L in the offering memorandum, so the gap between what the offering memorandum says is the net operating income and what your actual net operating income is closed. Also, where are you expense-wise? Are you over the market, under the market? Should you be bringing your rental rates up? All those are critical aspects of having a successful sale, and it works to have that in place prior to going on the market. Have complete financial records, and have your financial records match what's going on in your operating software. Look, my experience is if your records aren't complete, and it's hard for a buyer to look at your P&L and your balance sheet and see what's going on, they're going to assume the worst, and they're going to lower what they offer to you. Having good financial records, it actually increases the offers and the values that you will receive from potential buyers. Hi, I want to shift gears here real quickly for a minute and talk about a program that's coming out now, the Quick Start Inner Circle. And what I've noticed over the years that I've been coaching and supporting and holding live training events, probably the most important part of any training I've ever done has been the follow-up. And in the follow-ups, people from all over the country get together on live training calls. We cover timely topics, what's going on with people at that particular moment. And what I've seen is the community really supports each other. As a community, everyone on those calls and those training follow-up calls grows, and it accelerates their growth into the self-storage business. I've had a number of requests over the years to have something like this where people who've done the training or who are just getting in the business and just becoming familiar with who I am, that they have a place to go in a community environment. Well, that's what the Quick Start Inner Circle is about. There will be live training calls and Q&As, and you'll have a chance to ask questions and be with people all across the country who are getting in or who are growing their self-storage business, see what they're doing that works and doesn't work. They will support you, and you will end up supporting other people. There'll be a library of resources, forums, training, all at your disposal. It'll be the place that you go. It'll be your first stop as you're trying to find out the next step for you in getting in or growing your self-storage business. Click the link in the comment section or click the link below to find out more about it. Now let's get back. Thanks for your time.
And that leads us into the next item that makes for a successful sale of a self-storage facility. That is compiling all of your documents prior to putting it on the market. What we do is we put all of our financials, the last 2 or 3 years, P&Ls and balance sheets and operating system reports, and we have all of those in a Dropbox along with tax returns, service contracts, utility bills, all of the items that a seller is going to want to see during the due diligence process. We put that in like a Dropbox, have it ready to go, and also give our broker access to it so that they can create the absolute best offering memorandum that they can. We also put in there things such as environmental reports, geotech reports, title policies, anything that we think would enhance the sale of our storage facility, we put in there. We may create a narrative, too, of how we're operating it. So when we're selling a property, what we want to do is have enough documents so that the buyer can paint, looking at our documents, a clear picture of how this asset's performed and what we've done to it and how much capital expenses and how we've upgraded the property. But we also want to create a compelling narrative for the future of this property once they take it over. And that compelling narrative may include things, let's say that you average two price increases per year. On the year that you're bringing it to the market, you may only do one or no price increases. Tell that story so that the buyer knows it, so that there's actually some immediate upside in some rental rate increases that the buyer can experience. And based on what your price increases have averaged and what's going on in the economy at the time you're marketing it, you can create a compelling narrative for how this asset's going to perform for the buyer in the future. If your financial records and your documents are all in place, and your story about how it performs matches up to your records, that really enhances your ability to tell that compelling story about the future performance of this asset. Next, the next item that makes for a successful sale is to think through ahead of time the confidentiality of bringing this to market. So in other words, you're running an ongoing operating business. You don't want you to be putting up a big for sale sign so all your customers know that you're selling your facility or your employees know that you're selling your facility. Think through how you're going to handle the marketing, the story you may be telling to customers or employees that find out that you're marketing it, and particularly how you're going to handle the due diligence process. Also, make sure that you have a non-disclosure agreement. We do not talk to a broker or a potential buyer until we get that non-disclosure agreement signed by them. If you don't have one, your attorney or your broker can help you with that. But think through before you hit the market, so you're not just reacting, how you're going to handle the confidentiality portion of marketing your self-storage facility. And finally, negotiating the sale. So there really is a real art to negotiating the sale. Just like when we buy a facility, generally we like to get letters of intent where we can see who the buyer is. I can do a little bit of research on them. I can see what their pricing is, what their contingencies may be, their due diligence period, and I'm negotiating that piece out. The price, the terms of the sales, the length of the due diligence. Then we go to contract, and it's not like I step back, but I pretty well let my attorney take over at that point, because usually what I find is that we're dealing with, you know, some stuff like reps and warranties and how much liability am I as a seller going to have after the close of the sale, if any. And those are the type legal issues. And I don't like to get in the middle of that. I want to respond to it, talk with my attorney, but I usually let my attorney deal with the seller's attorney on some of those final issues. Your attorney at this stage of the game will be your best friend. So there's more to successfully selling a self-storage facility than just putting it on the market and hoping for a good number. You want to quantify who the buyer is, what their chances of closing actually are, and you want to be able to get all of the value you can get out of it. You've put a lot of time, energy, and resources of yours in this self-storage facility over your holding period, and we want to make sure that on the sale you maximize it. So once you do this, you're going to create a new problem for yourself. The problem is, what do I do with my money? And believe it or not, that's a real issue. So, but that's not for this episode. That'll be for another episode. So thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. I'm also the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool we use when we're looking at acquiring a property, where we project what the future cash flows are going to be. But you can also use it to create that compelling story to your potential buyer upon the sale. If you're using Excel, I get it. I still use Excel a lot, but we also use the Storage World Analyzer. You can explore it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or the link in it once this video ends. So thanks again. I look forward to being with you.